Okay, so the question of Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold about, again, within the Havimina, on Tesva of Rabbi Yosef, right, within the Rabbi Yosef, which says that everyone agrees by Shar Mitzvot that the Mitzvah is to involve yourself in to actualize the ideas, which is Kriya and Akiyam Shmiya. Right, but that's by Shar Mitzvot, because the Mitzvot are involvement, but the only thing is by Kriya Shma. It's a machlokas that Rav Meir says that since it's v'hoyudar l'ashem nechum tachalim al vavecha l'vavecha, the mitzvah is unique. That the mitzvah is really, it's a kimim is the idea. It's like a idea of Hashem in a sense. But it's to involve yourself in the idea, so twice a day, so its focused form has to be an amaisa. But essentially, it's nothing to do with actualizing, it's simply the thought itself, so therefore there's no shmia. Right? So that's what Rav Meir would hold. So Rav Meir is differentiating between here and Krishna and everything else. And so the question is, what about Rabbi Yehuda? What would Rabbi Yehuda hold according to that? So it would seem, I mean, it sounds like it's saying that Rabbi Yehuda, everyone would agree by other mitzvahs, you're not Yotze unless you have Shmiah, according to that Havmina. So it means that it's a Shkriya with a Kim Shmiah. So it would seem Rabbi Yehuda holds like a middle ground like Krishna. That on the one hand, he recognizes, on one hand, it seems like he'd agree with Rav Meir. That really is why the mitzvah is a unique kind of a mitzvah, which is to there's the mitzvah's idea, and therefore it's just kriya, and it's not shmiya. But it seems that he says, but there is the idea of shema. The pasuk says shema, so he doesn't completely deny it. Rav Meir completely denies shema, so forget it. But he seems to be holding. He accepts the idea of shema, but shema is the secondary kiyum. This essential idea is really the idea itself, and therefore thinking about the ideas. But that's, there is a dimension, there is a kiyum to be had by involving it, by actualizing ideas. But it's a secondary kiyum. So essentially the mitzvah is different from all other mitzvahs, which is normally mitzvahs again. Normally, the essence is the shmiya, is making part of your personality, so therefore it's kriya with the kiyum shmiya. Here, definitely that's not the case. It's really, the mitzvah is a kriya, and the kiyum is kriya and all that, because essentially it's the idea. But he does recognize, because it does say shema, by kriya shema also, so there is a shmiya, but a different kind of shmiya than normally. The shmiya here is just a kiyum. It's a secondary kiyum. You know? Whereas Rav Yossi holds, no, that Shmiah here is the same thing as everything else, because Shema, and therefore it's a Maisa Kriya Kiyum Shmiah. And Rav Meir says, no, he doesn't go for Shmiah altogether. Shmiah doesn't do with it here. Here it's completely the idea, and there's no Kiyum Shmiah altogether, because he just says value. So that would be a coin time. But the commercial is that can't be. That really, by other mitzvahs, everyone holds the other way, that there's not Jewish Shmiah. And then Kriya Shmiah is unique. Okay? See, the word kiyum here, they're using two senses, which may be a confusion. But the Rav Yossi kiyum is, it's the maisa mitzvah is the shmiya, the kriya, and the kiyum is shmiya. But according to Rav Yehuda, no, really, it's kriya. The maisa and the kiyum, it's really all kriya. But it's a secondary kiyum, a secondary benefit, a secondary good thing to do that you have a shmiya. Based upon the actualizing, yeah, based upon actualizing, yeah, but it's a different halachic expression. Yeah, because though based upon the fact that in Kriya Shema there's two things, and in terms of the pasuk, there are definitely two things, Shema and Alavavcha. So that's the question, how did it take form halachically? So what we're going to do is, we'll get back to trying to clarify the idea from yesterday. But the question is, could we define it in the context of the Havin Raskan of Tosos? Because it's funny, and this Tosos, again, on Tesvav, Bracha, Sesvav, Manav, E, sounds like his question answer is like ignoring itself. Like the question is why did Berachos Mazon Shivin Deraisa giving the Lakshiv Beishema, since it doesn't say Shema, Lo Mishon Sakin Shlo Yotza and Lo Shmei Lozon giving the Minotaur Yotza, since Minotaur you Yotza without Shmiya, and the Rabbanu are just introducing Shmiya, why should they introduce it to say you're not Yotza? They should be that you're Yotza, but it's a Kiyam, right? Why should they make it Ma'akev? And his answer is, since they set it up, right, so therefore it should be the same as by Kriya Shema. But yeah, but it's not Yotza. I mean, yeah, but that was the question. Why should it be the same as by Kriya Shema? That's the whole point. Is why should it be the same? And his answer is no, it should be the same. And why should that? How does that work? Right? Like if we said yes, because like, Kain De'oraisa, the only way you could say Shema, that was the question. I mean, of course, it's a question over the new. There's such a thing called Kain De'oraisa. I mean, it can't be a question, you know? Okay, something like this is that, back to the question of the Amin Maskana. So I'm thinking that perhaps it gets down to the question of, what do we mean when we say like the question whether Shmiya is Ma'akev or not, right? Let's say, for instance, Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi both agree Shmiya is good. Question is, Lechila v'diavad, right? So how do you understand that? So the simple way to understand it, I'd say, okay, again, this isn't the way we're understanding it, but the way, the most basic way you'd understand it is that Shmiya is a Kiyam. Okay, that's all you have, Kriya. But Shmiya is a Kiyam. Okay? And the question is, a Kiyam could either be Ma'akev or not Ma'akev. Right, certain times you have an element or an element. Shmiya is an element of the mitzvah. So the question is, certain times an element of a mitzvah could be a ma'akev, could be so significant that it's likuva. And certain elements are not likuva. Right? I mean, you have in many areas. I mean, you have a lot of halacha components of a mitzvah, and certain components you say are ma'akev, certain components are not ma'akev. So the question is, if that's so, you could understand that's a question. Is that Shmiya is definitely an element. Shema is teaching you, for instance, that you need Shmiya. Shmiya is an element. But the question is it just a Kiyam, or is it Likuva? Is it Ma'akev? Right? It could be a Kiyam, but you have to do it, Bishlai Musa. If you don't do it in the highest form, then you can say you're not Yotze. Okay? So if that's the way you look at it, but the point is that it's the same idea that it's a Kiyam, that you have a Kriya, but there's a Kiyam to involve yourself in Shmiya as well. But sometimes a kiyum could be likuva. You could have a discussive or whatever. You could hold that a kiyum is likuva. But the idea of what Shmiya is the same thing. Which is the question of whether it's likuva or not. Yeah, the kiyum would be a kriya. And a component to that, an element is that you do Shmiya. Okay, I'm not sure exactly how. I mean, we went away from that because we didn't have what's the interplay between the two. But I mean, you could say it's a kiyum, which they made likuva. It's a separate kiyum. Really, the kiyum is kriya. This is kriya, but it's a separate secondary thing. It's shmiya, but it's likuva. The old is likuva. Certain kiyum are likuva. Okay, so if that's the case, right? Like for instance, in tefila, you have certain things mocked from the tefila. Does that mean that's what the kiyum of tefila is? Taras Yadayim. So they said, does that mean that tefillah, the formulation of tefillah, is something with Taras Yadayim? No, but it's an element. It's a kiyum to Taras Yadayim. It's a ma'akev element. So certain things are ma'akev. So Shmi is ma'akev. It's an element which is ma'akev. So if that's the case, so then whether you hold it to ma'akev or not, it doesn't affect what Shmiya is. Shmiya is a kiyum, and it's a secondary question of is that element likuvah or not. So if that's the case, the question is that now you want to tell me they're going to set up. Really, Rav Zalman doesn't have a Shema, it has Shmiya, and it's Ma'akev. Now, Rav Zalman comes along, and the Rabbanon want to set up the halacha of Shmiya by Rav Zalman. So now the question is, they're setting up, they borrow that structure from Kriya Shema. Now the question is, are they going to make it Likuva, or are they not going to make it Likuva? So you're not bound by Kain De'oraisa in that regard. Just because in Kriya Shema, which is De'oraisa, it happens to be that it's Likuva, doesn't necessarily mean that in Kain De'oraisa you have to say this is also Likuva. Doesn't mean, no, because Kain De'oraisa is the structure itself. Likuva is an accidental feature of whether how significant, how much they emphasize that Kiyam. Did they make it Likuva or not? So you don't have to do that. And in fact, the argument should be is that since the Torah didn't demand it, why should the Rabbanon say this is going to be likuva? It's by the Torah that by Shema, that's the Minat Torah that it's likuva. And by brachos, if you want to set it up, you want to say likuva, that makes sense. You can model it after Kriya Shema, fine. But it doesn't mean that by brachos and mazel, where the Torah already set up the parameters of the kima mitzvah. So now, why should the Rabbanon want to introduce it? But to say it will be likuva, why should he say such a thing? Right, that's the force of the question. Why should they do it? Should they lo yatzo? So it's like a secondary characteristic that they're going to make it the shmiya lo likuva. Why should they introduce that? Right? But his answer is no. That's not the idea. When we say that it's likuva or not likuva, we say b'di'avad or l'chila. It's not just pshat that it's the same idea, but just happens to be is it likuva or not? No, it's a different concept. The way in which Shmiya exists, if it's Ma'akev or if it exists if it's not Ma'akev, is different. If you say it's Ma'akev, you said that the Maisa Mitzvah is Kriya and the Kiyam is Shmiya. That's actually the conceptual setup of the Mitzvah is because the Maisa of Kriya and the Kiyam of Shmiya. So the Shmiya is a very part of the thing itself. That is the Kiyam of Mitzvah. But if you say that it's not, it's B'di'avad, it means no. Really, the mice on the kiyam is all in the kriya. Everything's packed into the kriya. But it's a super added secondary kiyam in Shmiya. Oh, so if that's the case, if you're going to tell me that Min HaTorah by Krishma is the only model where you have Shmiya Min HaTorah, and that's Shmiel Ikuva, which means that the Maisa Mitzvah is Kriya and the Kiyum is Shmiya, and now you want to tell me Berachas HaMazon, the Rabbanan are going to say, we want to have Halach of Shmiya, so the only Shmiya which exists, the only conceptual format in which Shmiya exists in Min HaTorah, is the Maisa is Kriya and the Kiyum is Shmiya, and which is going to result in the Ma'akev. That has to be Ma'akev because that's the Kiyum of Mitzvah. So therefore it has to be that way. What are you going to say? The Rabbanan are going to set it up that there's a super added Kiyum Shmiya? Well, there's no such thing like that. You don't have a Kiyum Shmiya like that in HaTorah. So once they're setting it up, there's two conceptual setups for a Shmiya. Once they're setting it up, the only deraisa is Kriyishma, so it's going to have to become deraisa, so it's going to have to be Ma'akev. There's no other possibility. So it's in line with the way we were learning that whether you say it's whether it's Ma'akev or not is not just a detail of whether they made it Li'ikuva or not. It's a different conceptual setup that way. So therefore, a different conceptual setup there, they're bound by the Kiyum deraisa. If, on the other hand, you hold like Rabbi Yehuda by Kriyishma, which means that Shmiya is just a secondary Kiyum. So now if the Rabbanon want to incorporate Shmiya into the thing, then they're going to have to set it up as a secondary Kiyum. That's the only option. Or is they're bound by whatever exists in Kriyishma. So the question, so just to follow through with the question of so how you remove the Kiyum deoraisa, right? How they remove the Kiyum deoraisa. So I think it means is that this is what the Rabbanon are doing when they're setting up halacha. They have to be Kiyum deoraisa. So Kiyum deoraisa, if for instance by Kriyishma, where you have Shmiya, the Kiyum deoraisa tells you that it has to be the Maisa Mitzvah is Kriya and the Kiyum is Shmiya, and that's the only Shmiya which exists. And the Rabbanon wants Shmiya to be a part of it because of the Siyag reasons. Whatever, we speculated yesterday this is what the Siyag gets, but I don't know if it's necessarily important. I mean, but the point is, it's necessary as a protection, some sort of protection to involve Shmiya. And the only way they could do it is Kiyum deoraisa, so to say Maisa of Kriya and the Kiyum of Shmiya. Now, once that's the formulation, if that's the way they formulate it, because that's the only way they could formulate it, because they have to be Kiyum deoraisa, the natural logical consequence of that formulation is if you don't do Shmiya, you're not Yotzei. Right? So now the question is, so you'll say, oh, but still I should be Yotzei deoraisa. Yeah, but the answer to that is, like we said yesterday, is that if you do the mitzvah in a way which, according to the Rabbanon, set up you're not Yotzei, so even though, according to the Raisa, you would have been Yotzei, along with the conceptual setup, but the Rabbanon, according to their setup, you're not Yotzei, and the Rabbanon setup is in order to protect the Torah, so therefore you can't have Kiyum HaMitzvah if you're undermining the Rabbanon's system. But if the Rabbanon were to just set up a secondary Kiyum, and you do it in a way that you don't have the secondary Kiyum, doesn't mean you can lose your Kiyum HaMitzvah. And so it means that whatever the Rabbanon set up, whatever is logical within their setup, is gonna carry over to the Deoraisa. So if within their setup it's gonna be Lo Yatza, then it's gonna be Lo Yatza Deoraisa. Because they're the ones who define it, because they're protecting it, and if they say Lo Yatza, then it's gonna be Lo Yatza, because it's gonna undermine your Kiyum HaMitzvah. You know what I mean? But if they're setting up is just the Kiyum, just a secondary Kiyum like Rabbi Yehuda, So if you don't do that, the nature of what they're doing is they're just saying that it's a Kiyum. So you're not partaking of the Kiyum, but you're not going to lose your mitzvah. I mean, it's just going to be within what the Rabbanon set up. But what they set up has absolute reality because of what we said yesterday, because of the Kiyum, and that's if you undermine their thing, then you're undermining then you're losing Kiyum and mitzvah. But what does it mean you're undermining it? Are you going against it and doing it in a way where they say lo yata, or are you doing it in a way where it's just not b'shlemusa? So it's not b'shlemusa. Fine, so it's not b'shlemusa. Point. It could be according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you did it this way, it's a secondary kiyum, and if you avoided that secondary kiyum, the rabbanon, so it's not b'shlemusa derabbanon, and it could be that would ipso facto maybe be lo b'shlemusa deraisa, because the rabbanon are saying this is the best way which is necessary for the system to do it in this way. So now by you not doing it that way, it could be you're not in the Bishlamusa frame. It could be. It's a good question. I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, it could be the idea only exists in its fullest form, that if it's undermining the thing, then it's a tired disaster to Kiyum HaMitzvah. But I don't know if it means that it's going to be an exact parallel. It's just saying you can't have Kiyum if you're doing it in a way which is opposite of the opposite of the Rabbanim. But just not Bishlamusa. It's not Bishlamusa. It would seem, I think I'd say that way, you know.
But it's not the rest, right?
Yeah, it's not the rest.